April 10th, 1900. The desires to see Jesus draws him to the soul. Blessed Jesus continues not to come. Oh God, what an unspeakable pain is his privation. I tried as much as I could to remain at peace and all abandoned in him, but no, my poor heart could take no more. I did as much as I could to calm it, saying, Heart of mine, let us wait a little longer. Who knows, he might come. Let us use some stratagems to draw him to come. So, turning to him, I said, Lord, come. It is getting late, and you have not come yet? This morning I am trying to remain calm as much as I can. Yet, you don't let yourself be found? Lord, I offer you the martyrdom of your privation as an attestation of love, and as a present to induce you to come. It is true that I am not worthy, but it is not because I am worthy that I look for you, but out of love, and because without you I feel life missing in me. And since he was not coming, I said to him, Lord, either you come or I will tire you with my speaking. And when you get tired, not even then are you going to come? But who can say all the nonsense? I told him so much of it that I would be too long if I wanted to say everything. After this, I just barely saw my sweet Jesus moving in my ear, as if he were waking up from a sleep. Then he showed himself more clearly, and transporting me outside of myself, he told me, Just as a bird flaps its wings when it must fly, so does the soul flap the wings of humility at the flights of her desires. And in that flapping, she sends a magnet that draws me, in such a way that while she takes wing to come to me, I take wing to go to her. Oh, Lord, it shows that I lack the magnet of humility. If I could spread the magnet of humility everywhere on my path, I would not have to struggle so much, waiting and waiting for your coming.